It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, December 29th, 2010. I'm John Moe. You've probably been hearing a lot of predictions for 2011 in the news lately. Most are some form of informed guess. But what if you could pull information off the web and predict a terrorist attack or play the market or know what's about to happen in the world? Both the CIA and Google think that's a really attractive idea, and they both invested in a company called Recorded Future.
The world has gone stuck in that type in a keyword, hit return, and find me the documents. That's not doing even 1% of what's possible.
Christopher Ahlberg is Recorded Future's CEO.
Think about it. It's thousands of sources around the web that range from, call them government websites, be it the FDA, the SEC, and equivalents from around the world, general media, news sites, blogs, all the way over to Twitter. We ongoingly, on a minute-by-minute basis, harvest those sources and look for events. So that might be an IPO or a politician traveling from A to B or an analyst making some specific comment or a bomb explosion or what have you, and combine that with the time points that we find in the text, and then organize that very nicely into one large database.
So what's the breakthrough here in terms of what you're getting?
One of the key breakthroughs is this being able to deal with text, not just in terms of simple keywords, but actually the semantics, what the text actually means, and in particular when it comes to understanding time. So maybe that's the key breakthrough, but then building a whole sort of analytical system around that. And it turns out that you can think about the web as not just a bunch of documents, but actually as a source for making predictions. And that gets really exciting. Everything from the sort of simple stuff, you know, tell me what Apple is going to do within the next 2 weeks, or build me a consistent trading strategy in the stock market that will basically allocate capital based on where general interest is going to be over the next, say, 60 days.
So you've been doing this for a while now. How accurate has this system been?
It sort of depends on the questions. The stuff where we've been able to do the most accurate, the most sort of, what do you want to call it, hardcore sort of testing is in the equity markets, because there you pose a question, get an answer, because the stock market will tell you ongoingly whether you're doing the right thing. And there we've been able to prove out that we can, under certain circumstances, predict market volume, market volatility, as well as pricing. But that is in the sort of situations where you can kind of tweak your algorithm on a minute-by-minute basis, day-by-day basis. The much tougher are, of course, where you have questions on the whole other end of the spectrum, maybe even things that haven't occurred yet. You know, tell me the prediction for when Iran will have a nuclear weapon. Presumably, they don't have a nuclear weapon. So how do I know if I'm right or wrong? But, you know, minimally, even in that case, we can aggregate what the world believes about when Iran is going to have a nuclear weapon.
As for what Recorded Future may accomplish, Ahlberg says for comparison's sake, it's helpful to look at the brand that's already synonymous with search.
Just as Google figured out with Maps and Earth that there was this fundamental geographic lens to the Internet that made a whole lot of sense, we think that there's a similar temporal lens to the Internet that could just transform how we think about information.
A basic version of Recorded Future is online for public use. We have a link at marketplacetech.org. Other stories we're following online. iTunes has a new competitor for movie downloads, Sears. Seriously, Sears has teamed up with Kmart to launch a new service called Alpha Line. You can buy a download of a new movie for $20 on the day it's released. Plays on a PC, Blu-ray player, or Xbox. And AT&T announced plans for more Wi-Fi coverage in big public areas in New York City and San Francisco. You'll need to be an AT&T customer, but you get a Wi-Fi signal instead of relying on AT&T's data network. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a tech story you may have missed.
About patents and manners. Amazon.com has been granted a patent for a new gift return system. So we all know the old way, right? You get a gift, it stinks, you have to repackage it, send it back. Amazon receives it and then restocks it.
It's time consuming, it's expensive, it's a hassle for everyone.
Right, but here's Amazon's new idea. You can register which people are likely to send you the lousy gifts, and then Amazon alerts you before they even send you that ugly sweater from grandma.
The one with the puppies on it.
You've gotten one of these before?
Sure.
Yeah, and so you can return it before it's ever been sent. You get the cash instead, and grandma will never know.
This is great news for horrible, ungrateful people. I can't wait to use it.
Well, you have to wait a little while. It's just a patent for now, but it will be possibly coming to your inbox soon.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I love you, Grandma. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.